welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today, this topic has been brought to me through an inspired conversation that I was having with a friend recently. And this particular friend was at a bit of a crossroads and really wanted to start exploring other jobs, other companies. But this person had been with their current company for over 3 years, had really loved their time with this company, but so wanted to move on without burning any bridges. And I just thought it was such a great conversation that I'd had with this person. So I wanted to share it because I thought, well, I'm sure that lots of people have gone through this themselves where you've got to a point in your career, you've been working for a company for a few years, maybe 5 years, maybe longer, maybe shorter, and you go, oh, look, I do really like working here. I love the people. I love my boss, but I just know that for where I want to go, for where I want to go in my career, they just can't offer me what I want, but I want to go without burning a bridge. I want to leave on really, really good terms. And I think that is the best place to be. You don't want to get to a position where you are so ready to leave. And we've all probably been there where we're just dragging our feet every day, going into work, going through the motions. We're just sort of like watching the clock, like not wanting to be there. If you don't want to burn a bridge, that is actually the worst thing you can do. Stay somewhere longer than what you should. Because as soon as you know you're ready to leave, you need to start taking action. And I've seen it happen in organizations that I used to work for. And it's so obvious that they've just mentally checked out, but they're just sitting there day after day after day. And then you can see the management team start to get a little bit like frustrated. And yeah, it does burn a bridge. So if you want to leave on good terms, once you've identified you're ready to leave, start taking action. And that's a whole other episode in itself, right? But, you know, of course, you want to start thinking about what you don't like about your current role, where you see yourself in 5 years' time, what kind of organizations you want to work for, all of these things. You want to seek a lot of clarity because I guess the worst thing that you could do was move from a company that you enjoy working for into a company that you go, oh, this isn't great. And then have that job regret, which I've spoken about in previous episodes. And interestingly, this happened a lot during the pandemic, where especially in technology, everyone was competing for the top talent and people were moving around here, then everywhere. Like people, cash were just being flown about. Oh, I'll give you 20 grand. And people just move in for like 20, 30 grand in pay increases. But interestingly, a lot of the time, in a lot of cases, because I was speaking to a client about this the other day, people jumped ship during that time because they were, you know, had the golden carrot dangled. And actually now they've gone back to their previous company for the same salary that they were on beforehand because they jumped ship too quick without really sitting and thinking about what do I want, what's next for me, and just literally just chasing the money, joined that company and gone, oh God, this is not a great place to work. But gratefully, because they didn't burn those bridges, because they did what I'm about to say to you now, they were able to go back into that company. And look, you never know what's around the corner, right? Because obviously we went from the pandemic into a tech recession and nobody saw any of this coming. So all the people that jumped ship after, like there was a little bit of a boom time after the pandemic. So pandemic, boom time in tech, and then bit of a tech recession. So all the people that moved on during that boom time for extra money, some of them had actually burnt those bridges because some of them had just sort of quickly jumped ship. And, you know, then the old employee was like, well, you know, I don't want to have you back because you haven't acted with integrity, blah, blah, blah. So we want to avoid this because we don't ever know what's around the corner. We always want to, you know, leave on really good terms. So number one, if you are sat there right now and you know that you have had a great journey with your current employer, but you know deep down that it's just not a place where you see yourself for much longer, start taking action now. Don't wait until you get to that point where you are just so done, because that honestly burns bridges. So number one, act. So once you've identified that, you know where you want to go, you know what sort of organization, you know what kind of job you want, then, and you've got the offer, you've got that, right, I've got the offer now, I really want, I'm going to move jobs, you do need to then obviously tell your boss. Now, in the ideal lovely world, because this does happen, we'll speak to candidates, we'll get them a job offer, and they say, you know, then we need to do reference checks. And sometimes the candidates have got such a fantastic relationship with their boss that they will then go and give their notice, and then that boss will actually give them a reference. That's the perfect scenario, right? Unfortunately, it doesn't happen all the time, but I'd love to see it happen more. So the first thing that I would say after you've accepted another job offer, you know that you want to leave, but you don't want to burn those bridges, is you need to let, of course, your manager, your boss know as soon as possible. And ideally, do this in person. Don't do it on the phone. Don't do it via email. Go into the office. Go out maybe into a coffee shop, mutual ground, and let them know as soon as possible. So this is the first thing. And I think the worst thing that you can do, especially if you've enjoyed working for a company, right? Of course, if you're working somewhere where you've not had a good time, yeah, maybe just send the email. If you know in your heart of hearts, I want to get out of here and I never want to go back, yeah, cool, send the email and get out of there. But if you really don't want to burn that bridge, then these are the steps that are going to help you not do that. So number one, do it in person. Go out for a coffee and just be honest. Honestly, I just think you can't go wrong with the truth. You can't, like, if you try and lie and make things up, you know, people are going to see straight through this. So just be authentic and just be, if you've had a good time, say that. Just say, look, you know, I've really, really enjoyed working here for the last 2, 3, however many years. But I've come across this opportunity, and for this reason, I've decided that I am going to accept this. But I just wanted to let you know as quickly as possible. And do you know what? This hasn't even been something I've been thinking about for very long. It's literally been the last month. I've just sort of felt like maybe I'm ready for that career progression. I'm ready for something new. This opportunity came up, and I've just decided that it's the right time for me to take it. That person then is just going to be like, thank you so much for your honesty. It's good to know that you haven't been looking on the job market for the last 6 months and not showing up at your best capacity. Yeah, you're going to go with my absolute blessing. So try and do this in person if you don't want to burn the bridges. And then I always think it's so nice to give feedback. And if you've really enjoyed working for a business and for a boss, let them know that. That is so nice to hear. Just say, look, you know, I just want to say that during my time at XY company, I've learned this and this and this. And I've really feel like what I've learned from this organization has enabled me to really progress in my career, really grow. And I've just learned so much. I just want to thank you for this opportunity. Like, there was one time we hired someone to see its solutions, and she was a graduate, and she came to work for us, and I saw her grow so much over those sort of 2 years of her working. And literally we were her first employer out of uni. And when she left us, she said some such lovely things that's really stayed with me, and it's given me like, it's lovely to hear it, right? So if you've had that lovely experience, let them know. That really, really does go a long way. Then the third thing, once you've had that conversation in person, been grateful for the experience and all the learnings, the third piece is you want to work out your notice period. You know, the worst thing that you could do is just say, oh, here's all my annual leave, so I'll be leaving next week. Like, if you don't want to burn a bridge, work that notice period. And here's another thing, actually work it. There's nothing worse than somebody working a notice period and really taking the mick during that time. So again, integrity, always act with it. If you're going to work your notice period, but actually work your notice period. Make sure that you're leaving the team, the company, all of your coworkers. Make sure that they're set up for success. If you need to do a handover, make sure it's a really, really thorough handover. Go above and beyond for these people, because again, it doesn't go unnoticed. And if you want to keep that, if you don't want to burn that bridge, these are subtle things that you will do that will mean the absolute world to your leader, to your boss, whoever you report into. So really make sure that when you're leaving the organization, it is set up for success. And I always love to think that I want to leave places better than where I found them. And hopefully you feel like you've done that. And hopefully that's why you're ready to move on, because you really feel like you've achieved everything you possibly can. So make sure that there's a really, really good handover and everybody knows how they can sort of take on your roles and your responsibility. And you could even, if you are going to be staying maybe a little bit longer and maybe slightly past your notice period, you could even help that your current employer hire somebody else into your role or train somebody else to step up into your role. I mean, God, that's the best thing that you could possibly do, because they'll just be like, oh, thank you so much. They'll be so grateful. So there's a way to do these things. And again, it's not rocket science, but it's unfortunately, it doesn't happen that often. So if you can follow this process, trust me, you will not be burning any bridges, as long as obviously your employer is a decent human being and doesn't get all funny about it, which in which case you probably want to leave quickly anyway. But look, majority of organizations, the organizations that I certainly recruit for, are really fair, good places to work. So I'm sure if you follow these steps, they would definitely not be, you wouldn't be burning any bridges. Once you've then obviously handed in your notice and given your notice period and you've got a plan in place and you're working, just make sure you follow up with a nice email after you've had that conversation and just again, reinforce like, you know, the things that you've learned, the things that you've been grateful for, all the opportunities. Again, it's just a really nice way when you've given in your letter of resignation to just follow up with a nice email and just CC a few people into the business and say, thank you so much. And I really appreciate this opportunity. Again, these subtle little things, they mean so much to people. And again, is another great way to make sure you don't burn any bridges. And the final thing that I will say is stay in touch. Stay in touch with your coworkers, stay in touch with management, you know, go to a few events that they're running, you know, like a few things on LinkedIn if people are sharing. Just don't be like, you know, see you later and never sort of support anything they do ever again. Just be that cheerleader, you know, just say that was a really good organization and there's a really good group of people. And I really hope that they all go on to do amazing things. So staying in contact, because again, you never know when you're going to need these contacts again. And, you know, you don't know again, what's going to happen in the future, right? So imagine if your boss moves somewhere else and then in 2-3 years time, you go, oh, so-and-so has just moved to that company. I would love to go and work for that company. Hey, John, Barbara, whoever, I would love to come and explore an opportunity working for you again. Oh, hey, Georgie, yeah, you left on such great terms. You were so fantastic in your role. You really helped us out during that tricky period. Come on in. It's such a small world and everyone does sort of know everyone. So these little things that we do, again, can really set us up for success in our future. So don't underestimate this. When you are going to leave your organization to move on, try not to burn those bridges. You never know when something might come up that you need that reference, or, you know, like I said, somebody might move into an organization and they could be the door that they could open the door for you. So anyway, it was just such a great conversation that I had with a friend this week, and we really talked it out, and I just wanted to share like exactly what we've spoken about, which was exactly what I've just said. But look, leaving a job or a company that you've enjoyed working for, it is not easy and it's tough to do. But if you follow these steps, I'm very confident that you will leave on really good terms and not burn those bridges. So that is today's episode. And please reach out. Like I always say, if you've got any questions, thoughts, anything that you're struggling with, anything linked to career or life that you'd like me to speak on, let me know. And I will speak to you again next week. Have a phenomenal week, weekend, and I'll see you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.